Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of
trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoyed them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings.
Push and celebrate. This is about you not letting yourself off the hook. The reason people get stuck sometimes is they're unwilling to push their fears through their discomforts. And they just, the reason it is because they got disappointed, they got hurt, there's an emotional stuck there. And you, all you can do is you just gotta go, I gotta push into those things. You know, okay, I'm scared of it, I get it, but I'm gonna lean into it, I'm gonna push into it, I'm just gonna keep going until I break through. It's like, don't avoid the fear, don't avoid the anxiety, don't avoid the trouble, they're always gonna be there. They're not gonna go away. They're always gonna be there. The question is, are they driving your car? The question is, are they in control? The question is, are they at the wheel or are you at the wheel? Are they captaining your ship or you're the captain? Are you playing victim or are you playing victor into those things? That's the question. You know that from everything we've studied in personal development, so apply that. Push again. Find something you're excited to push against. Sometimes it's something you're scared of. I used to be terrified of video. Didn't want to do video. Was very nervous about it the first couple times I did it. My friends made fun of me, my brother made fun of me, I made fun of me. I mean, they were allowing of it, I suppose, but they're pretty awful. And people on the internet weren't always nice, you know, still aren't sometimes. But I go, you know what? I'm gonna push against this. I'm gonna make this happen. I'm gonna develop this strength. Even though I'm scared of it, I'm gonna push against it and see how scary is it really. You know, I remember when I was a young kid and I was laying in bed and it was dark. And I had a fear of monsters, you know, I was a real young kid. And I always thought there was this monster that lived in this closet. And I was just terrified. I mean, I would literally lay awake at night, just terrified. And it, every night, sure enough, you know, the lights would go out. Within an hour or so, I saw this form, this person in my closet, and it would just terrify me. And I would lay there. I remember nights and days and nights and weeks. And I mean, just so much of that as a little kid, maybe it probably felt longer than it really was, but one day, in the middle of the night, I just thought, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm literally pulled over these fears of my life. This is ridiculous. So I threw out the covers, I went over, I turned on the lights, and I walked up to the thing, and you know how the story ends. There's my baseball cap and my jacket hanging in the closet that looked like a figure. And that's kind of like your fears. You're always blowing up in your mind bigger than they really are, scarier than they really are. Sometimes it's just a hat and a jacket until you pushed into that space. You didn't know what it really was. And so if you're stuck because of your fears, you need to give yourself permission to push into it and to deal with it. You need to give yourself that permission to say, I'm gonna get in the ring again. I don't know how it's gonna go. I'm probably getting punched around a little bit by life because I've been on my ass for a little while, but I'm gonna get in there. I'm gonna learn to take the swings and I'm gonna learn how to fight. I'm gonna get back into this thing and I'll stay in it. I'll get over it. And the nice thing is life isn't a fight. It's a nice metaphor, but that's not what life is. You know, life is much more adaptive and wanting to see you do well. There's an energy, a universal force, a God, a blessing, whatever you feel like it is, that is moving you towards growth, that wants you to go towards that. And so you need to push. You need to go along with that, but you got to push yourself with it. Otherwise, you're just going to get caught up by everyone else's push. You know, this is the time again to get a higher ambition for yourself, to allow yourself that gift to say, I do want more, and I'm going to go get it, and have no apologies about it. A lot of people do that. Well, you know, I shouldn't do that because I should be more humble, or, you know, I shouldn't push. I should just go with the flow. And you know what? Not today. Not today. I want you to be in flow, but I want you to go with the flow. The difference is you chose the flow to be in. You chose the energy. You chose what you want to be at. Not just going with the whim of the world, because, you know, the whim of the energy around us in terms of social ability, like what's happening around us in the social context around the world, more people are becoming apathetic. More people are becoming, you know, frustrated in their own lives and saying they're stuck. We don't need to add our anthem to that. It's our job to say, I want to stand out. It's our job to say, I want to follow my own bliss. I want to create my own flow. I want to achieve that next level for myself and for my family. That's your job. And so push. And then every step along the way that you get even a little thing, celebrate that. I mean, it could be the smallest thing that you can go home. You know what, honey? I called the contractors. They're going to come over and look at that pipe that broke downstairs tomorrow. And I celebrate it like that. I'm like, you won't believe what I did. I called the plumbers. My wife will be like, yeah. I'm like, the plumbers. I called them, you know, because I was not wanting to deal with that. But I, like, yeah. And she'll be like, take the trash out. I'm like, okay. Yeah, you know, you got to celebrate it. You got to make it fun. This needs to be a journey that every little step. You bought the camera, celebrate it. You shot the video, celebrate it. You put it up on YouTube, celebrate it. You wrote the first chapter, celebrate it. You need to feel that wind with you again. You need to feel that positive engagement and enjoyment that only comes from doing a thing that you said you would do, and you did it. And now you can celebrate it with enthusiasm, and that energy and momentum will pick you up. The reason you're stuck is because you're lacking the positive momentum. So your job, set up the habits, do the tasks, set the schedule, get the deadline, have a vision for yourself, get out of your own way, focus better, handle what's in front of you, get awesome people around you, take care of yourself along the way, and as you do that, you will start to see that you will accelerate. Your success will come faster and easier, and as it does, it will be less likely that you're going to get stuck again. Get on a roll. It's your time.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, If you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.